Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We have an honor and a privilege to live in America.
Amen.
Even though all the things that's not right. But you know what? If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way, then I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land. So what you don't like is going on in this land, let's pray and God can change it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's a freebie there. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. How many came to the right, believe you come in the right place at the right time?
Yes.
How many believes God ordained you to be here today?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Look at someone and say, you're at the right place. At the right time. God has something good for you today.
Are you going to get it?
Hallelujah. Yes. Look at someone and say, man, I believe we're going to shout a little bit today. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I got something here, but it's not something I just come off the top of my head. It's something that the Lord has started 3 or 4 weeks ago as I began to do a little studying and meditating, and he began to stir things in my heart. And it began to provoke me to think deeper. I'm going to share a little bit of it with you today because I don't believe he's done. I was kind of like Kenneth Hagin. Have you ever heard about Kenneth Hagin? That he was talking about one time he was trying to get a message together and he could get part of it, but he couldn't get the rest of it. And he asked the Lord, he said, Lord, what is the rest? He seen Jesus and he talked to him. He said, Lord, I feel like you're trying to give me a message, but I can't quite get it all. And he told him, he said, well, you write down. And there's three things. And God wrote, he wrote those three things down. And the message was finalized because he took time to spend time with God.
Amen.
Now, I've been spending time with God.
Yes.
But I still don't think I've got it, all of the message. So I know he'll probably give me something later, and he'll open a door where I can give it out then. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God. Yeah. So with that, open your Bibles to John chapter 14. John chapter 14. Now, what are some of the things, couple of things that we're going to be looking at today? I had no idea that things that we're going to find out today, in other words, provoked me to thinking. I dug up some nuggets. If I don't get but one nugget, I'm blessed.
Amen.
If you don't get but one today, you're blessed.
Amen.
But I'm like digging for nuggets in the mine. I'm grabbing a hold of them. I'm saying, it's mine, it's mine, it's mine.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Are you in chapter 14 of John?
Yes.
Woo, hallelujah. We're going to start in chapter 14, and we'll read verses 1 and 2. Hallelujah. Are you ready?
Yes.
Hey, I better get in John hat. Woo, hallelujah. John chapter 14. Glory be to God. All right, here we go. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Now, if you'll look the verse, the chapter up before that, Jesus was talking to disciples and things and all, and he was trying to settle them down and encourage them in to know who he is and that it's coming up time for him to go to the cross, okay? And then he goes down there and he says, let not your heart be troubled. That's why I say, don't let your heart be troubled about all the things that's going on in the world.
Amen. Yes.
You and I have the power to change things.
Yes.
The power. The power is not sitting on your side of your bed, drug you, don't want to get up and go to church. Woo, hallelujah. Getting quiet in this Holy Ghost-filled church. Hallelujah. The power comes from spending time with God. Paul says, I pray in tongues more than all of you do. And so I try to catch up with it, but I fall short. Do you know that? We all, at some time or another, we don't pray like we should. But anyway, let not your heart be troubled. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Now I want you to how many Bible in here has got mansions in it? King James got mansions. Ooh, now don't shut me out here. That word is not right. The Greek for that word, hallelujah, that's the only place you'll find it is in the King James, because most other Bibles have got rooms, abodes, dwelling places. That's what it means. Glory, hallelujah. It says a staying, abiding, a dwelling, abode, to make one's abode. Now, hang on to that word abode right there. Don't get rid of it. To make one's abode. And it says, I'll give you that later. But that's what it means. So, go over there to verse, what verse is it? Lord, hallelujah. 23? Yeah. Now there he says mansions. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And then look at verse 23. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode. Now in the Strong's, that word abode and mansions is the same. But in the Greek, it ain't. So he's not talking about, what provoked that is I started reading that and I seen mansions, and I said, I remember all my life when I was growing up, I hear people say, man, God's got me a mansion in heaven. When he's up there building it now, when he gets done with it, I'm going home. That's what he's saying. He said, I'm going home. So I began to think, I said, Lord, how can that be? You spun the world into existence in 6 days. You created everything. How are you up there for thousands of years building mansions? How is it? Because he ate. I want to tell you right now, if you go to heaven, I don't believe you're going to see down the golden road, the golden path, I don't believe you're going to see mansions sitting on each side of it. What did Jesus say? We will come unto him and make our abode in him. Amen. We will live in him. Amen. In my Father's house are many mansions, but I will come and make an abode to him. It's a room, an abode, a staying place. What he said here is, God is big enough to put everyone in heaven. Let me ask you a question. If you believe you guys have got you a mansion up there, and another thing too that got me to thinking, all our life I've been hearing songs about, oh Lord, just build me a cabin in the corner of glory land. You ever sung it? Out of ignorance. God don't build cabins. He don't build cabins. He walks on streets of gold. Amen. He's got jewels in every gate. Every gate. He don't build little cabins in the corner of glory land. Woo, hallelujah. I'm going to shout. Hallelujah. And look, if you still want your little old mansion that you think you're going to get, if you've been lied to like I have, that you think you're going to get, then you go ahead and you get it. But I don't want it. Why? Because I'll be settling for less than what God wants me to have. Amen. He says, I've already given you everything that pertains to life and godliness. I've given you the kingdom. There's not a mansion nowhere to compare to that kingdom. And the kingdom of God is within you. Woo, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, that's something to gnaw on now. Glory, hallelujah. Let's go on a little bit further. Now, I got ahead. I'll just give you as the Holy Spirit gives it to me. Whether I got it in line like I got it here, that don't make no difference. Hallelujah. So we went through verses 1 and 2. Go back to verse 2. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Now look at this right here. I go to prepare a place for you. In verse 3. I go to prepare a place for you. If I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where you are, or where I am, you may be also. So God wants to be where you are. God wants to be for you to be where he is. Okay? He's going to prepare a place for us. And somebody, oh yeah. That's where the mansions come in. Because of King James, and I was reading a little bit on the internet after I had dug this out, and I was looking up Strong's and stuff, and there's a couple, one of them was a Greek, apostolic minister, and somebody else was talking, and he said, why would they put that in there? And you know how these intellectuals said, well, the church didn't want the people to know. Said most of the people in the church were poor and everything, and they didn't have nothing, and what little they gave the church, you know, they tried to encourage the people to give them something to look forward to. Whether it's true or not, I don't know, but that's what he said. But I'm going to tell you like it is. There's no lack in the kingdom of God. There's no lack in the kingdom of God. God is big enough, heaven is big enough for me and you and everybody else too. God would not have made heaven too small to hold all the people that he wanted to go there. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
All right, he said, if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. I'm going to prepare a place for you. Now, I know what we're looking at here is there's some scriptures in here that's pointing us to the rapture of the church in this John 14. To the rapture of the church. But as I read that and I seen that and I done already looked down, searched out about the mansions, and it's just an abode. And Jesus said, me and my Father will come and make our abode with him. And he said, I'm going away to prepare you a place. And I got to thinking, got to begin to mutter, mutter. Ponder and speak out loud. Say, Lord, what are you talking about? I believe this is a twofold blessing right here. It could be more. And I said, oh, God, I see that now. He was telling them, I'm going to prepare a place for you. He's preparing a place. He's going to take us to heaven in the rapture. I mean, you know, it's going to be a while, hopefully, before any of us go. Or even in the rapture, we got work to do. We got souls to save. So he's going to go prepare me a place. And I said, Lord, where is that place? Jesus was saying, I believe with all of my heart, as I studied and prayed a lot over this, I'm going to go to Calvary and I'm going to give my life. I'm going to prepare you a place where you could come and make your abode with the Father. Hallelujah. Here, listen to me. I know they were talking about, and we're going to see that too in a couple of verses. Let me go ahead and read John 12 and 26. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, he shall also my there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. 1 Thessalonians 4 and 17 says, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in there. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Now let me tell you something. Reason I say again that he was talking about Calvary because he could never go through the rapture before he goes to Calvary. Jesus had to prepare Calvary for him, for us, before we could go to the rapture. Hallelujah. Do you get it?
Yeah, amen.
Do you get it? So he had to go there first. And he was talking to disciples and telling them, and that it was all leading up to him to go to Calvary. In John chapter 14 here. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, man. Just, hey, have I got, is this my water?
Yes.
Woo, man, I got to have a drink on that. Hallelujah. God is a good God.
Yes, he is.
Now, I tell you, don't quit on me now. Let's keep on going. Hallelujah. John 14, 4 through 6. Let's read that. And whether I go, you know, and the way you know. How many times did Jesus told him about the crucifixion, about he is going to the cross? He told them a lot of times, didn't he?
Yes.
He told them, every teached them for 3.5 years, and they still didn't learn nothing. He had to keep on straightening them out and even telling Peter, get thee behind me, Satan, and all kind of things, because they just didn't get it. You know what? The natural man can't get to things of God. See, Peter loved the Lord with all his heart. And he told him, one time, he said, man, well, I'll even die for you. And Jesus said, oh, you say you'll die for me? You're going to deny me 3 times before the cock crows. And Peter did that, but he didn't intentionally do it. He really loved the Lord, and he went out and wept bitterly. It's impossible for us to live the Christian life and please God like we should without the infilling of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Now you see, Peter, when he got, all he did was got saved, and there's a world of difference, wasn't it? He would do his first sermon, 3,000 people got born again. That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Y'all need to get out there and bring them in so we can get them born again today. 4,000 today. Hallelujah. No, I'm making a joke out, but it's not a joke. I'm saying that's what we should be. We should be that hungry. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. John 14 and 4, and where I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Now, like I said, I've told you, well, he's told the disciples all time and time again that he had to go be crucified. He had to give his life. And he told the disciples time and time again that he was going back to the Father. He told them, he said, I'm telling you where I'm going. We don't know where you're going. How can we get there? Do you know how to go to heaven? Do you know how to tell somebody to go to heaven, how to get to heaven? Do you know how to tell someone how to get to heaven? Romans 10, 9 and 10 would be a good start. What we don't know can hurt us. It can slow us down. It can stop us. Hallelujah. But they did not receive what he had told them. But then it goes on to tell later on, said after that, they remembered the things that he taught. You know, King David said, I have hid your word in my heart that I'll not sin against God. That's where it's going to make the difference. What's in your heart? What's in your heart? What have you been putting in your heart? Do you believe the word of God? Do you believe you're going to go to heaven one day through the rapture if you don't die and lay this old body down first? Do you really believe that? Huh?
Yes.
Are we living like it? Glory, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Excuse me. Hallelujah. Look at verse 5. Thomas said to him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way? Hallelujah. John 8:32 said, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Let me go, I got ahead of myself a little bit. Hallelujah. In verse 6, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. John 8:32 said, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now, who are you going to know? How are you going to know the truth? How are you going to know the truth to receive Jesus? He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. There again, I am the way to the Father. Nobody can come to the Father except through me. Nobody can get to heaven without going through the blood, through Calvary. Nobody. Look at someone and say, nobody. Not even a thief. And a robber, because that's all taken care of too. Hallelujah. But Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. See, that's what happens right there. A lot of times people don't get free because they don't know the truth. And when somebody tells them the truth, they won't receive it. You know, you got to receive something before you reap the benefits of it. If I had $1 million and I walked back there to give it to Pastor Jim, I said, Pastor Jim, I'm going to give you this just because I love you. And he's going to say, now, Pastor Lewis, I know you need that money. He'll say, I know you need that money. Now, he'll say, I know you need that money, but I'll take it because you'll get more for it. Hallelujah. But most people would break their neck trying to get to that $1 million. That's like, I'm going to put this in here. I'm going to give you this because it just come up in me. That's like saying, yeah, I want to take that little old mansion over yonder instead of receiving the kingdom of God like God gave me. Ooh. When you compare that to what he's already given us, that mansion is nothing. It's like a little old cabin in the corner of Glory Land. Hallelujah. Because he loves you and I so much that Jesus willingly, now he had to fight his flesh because his flesh didn't want to go to that cross. That's why he's in Gethsemane praying as drops of blood begin to pop out. But he said, nevertheless, I'm going to do what my Father told me to do, and he went. I like the scripture in Mary says, let the word, so be it unto me as thou hast said. We are to say to the Lord, Father, so be it. Your word, so be it unto us. Exactly the way you got it, you wrote it, you made it for us to read. Your word. If we would live on his word and depend on his word, we will be and accomplish everything that he's called us to do.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Look at John 10:9 says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. I am the door. Again, you're not going to get to heaven. No other way. There's only one way. So one way, Jesus. One way. The only way you get to the Father is through Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And there's a lot of people don't believe that. I've had people tell me, you know, all roads lead to the same place. I said, except the road to heaven. It don't. And it's narrow. Glory, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. John 14, let's read 7 through 9. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth you know him and have seen him. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it will satisfy us. Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long a time with you, yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? How many times has Peter told him, you know, these works that I'm doing, that's not me. That's my Father in me doing the works. And they asked for the Father. Well, if the Father's in him, they see the Father. Father said, Jesus said, I'm in the Father and the Father's in me. I'm in the Father and the Father's in me. How much of God does people see in you and I? Ooh, hallelujah. I hope a lot, don't you? Because when they see us, they see Jesus if we're what we're supposed to be. If we're supposed to do it and be doing and living the life that we're supposed to, they don't just see a person, they see Jesus. Hallelujah. And so Philip couldn't see it. The disciples couldn't see it. But then, like I said, later on, they said, oh, man, he told us that. But later on is better than never getting it, right? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Look at verse 9. Jesus said unto him, I have been so long a time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip. He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. Look at verse 10. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words have I spoke, speak, they have spoke, excuse me. I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but of the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. He doeth the works. I believe the word of God. I believe in laying on hands. I believe the anointing of God is within me. I believe the anointing of God is in you. I believe that there's times that when the anointing comes on you, you can lay hands on people and they'll be healed instantly. I believe that. I've seen that in my own life. I've seen that in other ministers' life. And they've even asked, Lord, why come it don't work all the time? He didn't tell me nothing because he just goes me back to the Word, takes me back to the Word and says, and they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I can't tell you where we got a little bit of doubt in our head or what. I don't know why it don't happen all the time, but I know it happens, and I know it's the Word of God, and I know if it don't happen, that don't negate the Word of God, because you don't know the circumstances and situation of everything. Amen. My pastor and mentor, Larry Irvin, he got cancer and died, and he's a Word of Faith man. I'm telling you, he's a Word of Faith man. And I started pastoring the church where he was. Had started, and when I started pastoring, he came back down there and started coming back to church. And he told me, he said, Pastor Lewis, he said, you know, I'm believing for my healing. I'm a faith man. But if something happens and I don't get my healing, don't you dare let that negate the Word of God in you. You believe, and he's drilled that in me, and I believe that. It makes no difference to me if I lay my hands on anybody and they don't get recovered, you know. I did what God told me to do, but if they get up, jump up, down, and shout, and run, I'm going to jump up, down, shout, and run with them. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And still preach the Word of God that God is my healer. Amen. Jesus bore my sicknesses. He carried my diseases. Amen. By His stripes, I am healed. Amen. I am healed. Amen. And I say, Lord, you said, if I call upon you, you would answer me. You show me great and mighty things. I'm calling upon you, Lord. Now answer me. I do that all the time. I was in there this week getting ready, and I said, Lord, I'm calling upon you. I need your anointing. I need your word. I need your Holy Spirit rising up in me so I can deliver this word to your people. You showed it to me. Now help me give it to them. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. We cannot let our thinking get in our way. Why? Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Yes. And if we got wrong, dead stuff in our heart, it's going to come out of our mouth. And that's something that James says, a double-minded man can't receive anything. Sometimes we better check up our own, well, all the time. We better check up on ourselves and see if our heart's right with God. Or we got something in us that's keeping God from blessing us and giving us what we ask him for. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
If you can't say, oh me. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Colossians 1 and 15 says, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? Who? Jesus. Father God, the Holy Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. We're fixing to have a contest here, see who can shout the highest. Shout the longest and dance the highest. Hallelujah. Jump the highest. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hebrews 1 and 3 says, who being in the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholdeth all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, glory be to God, sat down at the right hand of the Father in majesty on high. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? I know I'm at the right hand of the Father with my Savior. I'm seated in high places with him, together with him in heaven. So why would I want a mansion in the corner of glory, a cabin in the corner of glory land, or a mansion when I have the kingdom and the king? And everything in that kingdom belongs to me. Hallelujah. It belongs to you if you're born again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Woo! Hallelujah. I might shout yet. Hallelujah. We're about to wind it down, though. Another hour and a half, 2 hours should get it. Pastor said I had plenty of time, didn't he? So I guess Sunday morning, Sunday night, I will carry on into about 9 tonight. How's that? Hallelujah. I'm cutting up with you now. Don't get to sweating on me. Don't get to sweating. Glory. Hallelujah. Woo. Praise you, Jesus. All right, let's look at verse 10. Believest thou not that I'm in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Verse 11, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Do you know signs and wonders are not for the church? Did you know that? They're not for the church. They're for the lost people. Signs and wonders are to show people who God is, that God is alive. You and I, we're supposed to be living by faith in Jesus above. Living by faith. Signs and wonders are to convince the unbelievers that God is real.
Amen.
Woo, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Look at verse 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, he shall do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. So now, what do we got to do? We got instructions right there. Look at someone said, you've got to do the works Jesus did. That's what he said. He just got through saying that. He didn't say, now, you might be able to do some of the works that Jesus did. Do the works. Let's read that again. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me. How many believes on Jesus in here?
Amen.
How many believes Jesus is the only way to the Father?
Yes.
How many believe Jesus died on that cross for your sins?
Yes.
How many believe that Jesus has given you the keys to the kingdom?
Yes.
How many believes that the kingdom belongs to the you?
Yes.
So then why don't we do what Jesus is telling us to do? Don't take no for an answer. It may cost some sacrifice for you. It may cost some sacrifice for me. I might have to do without a little bit of food. I might have to shut my door in my office and lay in there, sit in there and lay in there and pray and fast and grab the horns of the altar and spend some time in God's presence. Moses, even in the old covenant, spent time with God and come out and people couldn't even look at him because the anointing was so strong on him. Lord God, if we could get that way and get that hungry, look at the lies that we would bring into the kingdom of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor, you shouldn't have said that about that spit flying out there because I just seen it go, brother. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Look at verse 13. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Don't ask for stuff on your own daggone. Don't ask for stuff on your own lust, your own desire. Ask for what you need. The Bible says He already knows what we need, but ask and believe you receive and you shall have it. He knows who you are, know what you need, what you're going to happen to you next week or tomorrow or Wednesday, whatever. But He don't do nothing unless you invite Him by praying and asking Him to. Amen. He will not interfere with your life. He'll let you go out and act like an idiot if you want to. I know, I've been there. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I can talk about myself, can't I? Hallelujah. Don't y'all grin too loud. Some of y'all done some pretty crazy things too. Hallelujah. All right. It's what we ask the Father, what is our motive? What are we asking for? Are we asking for something that will glorify the Father? That's what Jesus said. Does it glorify the Father for me to be sick in the hospital? Does it glorify the Father for me not to be able to work if I was going to work? Work! Lord, no, I don't want to hear that word. You ever watch Dobie Gillis?
Yes.
Years ago, old Maynard Crabb said, Dobie Gillis said something about, he said, work! His old hippie, he ain't going to do no work. I ain't no hippie, but I'm retired and I ain't going to do no work if I don't have to. I worked hard enough all those years I worked. Hallelujah. But hey, what we ask for should always bring glory to God. I mean, God wants your bills paid. You're a child of the King. He don't want you running around and walking around in lack. He wants you blessed and prosperous. Why? That's why He gives us tithes and offerings. Why? So we can get blessed. If we don't work, we can't work or don't whatever, or we run short, all we got to do, as Pastor Robert said, give some, get some. God has made all kind of ways in the Word for us to survive and live in plenty. Hallelujah. How many of you know that we don't really need all the stuff that we have sometimes? We don't really need that whole big old steak and all them potatoes and everything else. When you sit down at the building and go get two or three biscuits and all this stuff. And all. I used to eat like that, but now I don't. I don't need it. It's so funny how when you get older and all and things change, when I don't know why in the world I used to eat like that. I'm not saying that to offend anybody. I'm talking about myself. Because I've lost 35 pounds in the past 5 or 6 months or a little more. So praise God, I feel better. And I look so much better. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Woo! Isn't God good? He is, isn't He? And you laughed at me. And I bet He laughed at me too. Hallelujah. He who sits in the heaven laughs. He does. He likes people to laugh. Merry heart does good like a medicine. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Look at verse 14. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. I got a couple of scriptures up here I want to read. Should have done it back at the end of verse 13, but I'll give it to you now. 1 John 3:22. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things which are pleasing in his sight. If things or prayers are not getting answered, no, check out your walk with the Lord. Woo, hallelujah. Yes. Check out your walk with the Lord. Hey? And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him. Why? Because we keep his commandments. And we do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Hallelujah. So if something's not working for us, even if we're not receiving our healing, that's already paid for. Everything's already been paid for. God has already, he's already not just paid for it, he's already given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. Amen. Through the knowledge of him that has called us into glory and virtue. Yes. Hallelujah. He's given it to us. Yes. Why would I want to trade what he's given me for a cabin in the corner of glory land? Woo! The title of the message today was, I Go to Prepare a Place. Hallelujah. I want what God has for me. I've already got my place because I'm in him. Hallelujah. I'm in him, and he's in me, and he's in the Father, and the Father's in him. So I can say, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit lives on the inside of me. Why? Because Jesus is in there. Holy Spirit's in there. And Jesus said, the Father's with me all the time. Woo, glory be to God. I'm going to shout one of these days. I mean, really shout. Woo, hallelujah. If that won't excite you, your wood is wet. Hallelujah. The Word of God, the Kingdom of God is exciting. It is. It's an exciting place. If you want, now, I'm going to tell you this anyway. A lot of people don't like to praise the Lord. I've been in churches where, Lord God, they wouldn't move. They just sat there. Wouldn't sit there and wouldn't praise the Lord. And they don't like praise the Lord. You know, God understands that. You know he does? When the Baptists and all don't want to praise the Lord, they just sit there with their hands crossed and with a big old frown on their face. Because it says there's about a space of complete silence, about 30 minutes in heaven. That's for them, and the rest of that time's for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory, hallelujah. You remember that. I'm not kidding you. It's in there, about 30 minutes of space of silence in heaven, yeah. I don't know exactly where it's at, but it's in there. If I tell you it's in there, it's in there. Hallelujah. I was coming up the road, and I told Patsy, I said, I need you to find a scripture for me. She said, am I supposed to read your mind? And I got to read that. I'm going to read it to you right now in a minute. I said, no, it says like something like this. And I told her, she took her little old phone, and she said, here it is. Hallelujah. In Luke chapter 12, now, this is to confirm that God wants everything he has. You want, it's yours. He's already given it to us. It is yours. Hallelujah. Listen to this. Luke chapter 12, and let's look at verse 32. It says, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Hallelujah. It's his good pleasure. So why would you settle for less than what's in the kingdom? And the kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And that is the kingdom. Pastor Jim said that. Was that here? You're Robert. Probably Robert, Pastor Robert said that. And I said, oh, man, don't get in my message. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So what's he saying? He said, why are you living here down on this earth? You need to be full of righteousness, peace, and joy at all times. How can you do that, Lord? Stay in the Word. The word will build you up, edify and lift you up, and make you walk above your circumstances. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Why do you say that? Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. What you know to do is something I learned a long time ago. It's when I pray, most of the time, I pray out loud. Faith comes by hearing, not whispering or not just thinking about it. Faith comes by hearing, so you need to be praying loud enough where you can hear yourself praying. I learned that a long time ago. You'll get more done. You'll learn how to be happy in church. You'll learn how to smile and grin when somebody says something about you. Say, Lord, just forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. I've even used to say, Lord, forgive them. They're stupid. They don't know nothing. But I don't call them stupid no more. They just don't know what they're talking about. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He wants us happy all the time. Why? Because the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's your strength. I pray that, and I said, Lord, I thank you. Joy of the Lord, my strength, Lord. And when I'm weak, I say I'm strong, Lord. I'm strong in you and the power of your might. Lord, I thank you that I am victorious in every area of my life. I thank you, Father God, that you are my rock, my sword, my shield, and all.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. I'll bring you back over in John if I want to read what I was reading to Hatna. I can't read what's in John and Luke. Pardon me, maybe once in a while I hit a few things. Hallelujah. If verse 14, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now, did he say, if you ask anything in my name, I might do it? Now, we know he's talking about if you ask anything in my name, believing you received, you will get it. If you ask in the name of Jesus and doubt where he's going to give it to you or not, I'll tell you right now, you're not going to get it. You can't doubt. You doubt, you do without, right? I'm like the old man, and this is the God's truth. I pray about it sometimes myself. Like the old man, the guy that went to Jesus for his son was a lunatic or something. And he said, if you can only believe. He said, Lord God, I believe. Help my unbelief. Sometimes there may be some little something in there that's keeping us from receiving, and we need to get it out of us. And I said, Lord, if I'm in unbelief, help me, show me. Glory, hallelujah. We got to talk to him like he wants to talk to us in his word.
Amen.
Or like he talks to us through his word. And you know what we got to do? We got to get it down off the shelf or out of the closet and open it up and get in it sometime. Woo! I didn't say that, did I? Oh, hallelujah. I can't say, Pastor Robert, you can straighten them out later. No, because I come here too. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you love me, verse 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. We're going to finish this, stop this off in just a little bit. Keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall send you another comforter, that he may abide with you. What's that word there?
Forever.
No, before that, what is that last word I said? Abide. Abide and abode, yeah. Abide. Look at there. That he may abide with you till you may get mad at him. That he may abide with you as long as you're happy. Forever. Forever. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Got to find my place. Oh, okay. Look at verse 16. No, verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that he may abide. I want to get that abide in there. And abide with you forever. The Father, and Jesus said, me and the Father will come and make our abode with you, or we will abide with you forever. Hallelujah. Look at verse 17. Even the Spirit of truth. There it is again. Where are you going to get truth? With all the things that's going on in the world today, all the stupid stuff that they are saying and all this, and is perfect, you know, what is it, politically correct and all this stuff. That's a bunch of hogwash. Amen. We are challenged by the Word of God to believe the truth.
That's right. Amen.
And I'm like one of the disciples. Jesus said, will you also go away? And he said, where will we go? You're the only one that has the words to eternal life. You can't go nowhere else to get it. There's not but one place, and that's in the Word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, he says, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, because he lives on the inside of you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. Now listen to this right here. A little while, and the world seeth me no more, but you see me, because I live, you shall live also. At that day, you shall know that I'm in my Father and you're in me. All right, what's he saying? He said, I believe, go back to the cross. I prepare a way. I'm going to prepare a place for you. Back at the cross, he prepared that place. He comes back. He goes to heaven. He tells the disciples, go to Jerusalem, wait on the Holy Spirit. And on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit come down. And it was all, that place was finished. The place he went to fix, to prepare, was finished. Jesus said, it's finished. He's talking about everything that ever needed to be done was done. As far as he's concerned, you and I should be walking in health all the time, perfect health. We should be prosperous and healthy and all. We should be living above our circumstances. Why? Because the kingdom belongs to us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. If you're here and you need prayer for anything, we'll be glad, excited to pray with you, to lay hands on you if you need healing. Hallelujah. Yes. Why? Because the greater one is here. There's a healer in the house, and his name is Jesus. There's a healer in the house. Hallelujah. And Holy Spirit asks you to rise up big on the inside of every one of us. Hallelujah, this time of altar service. Minister to each one, Lord. If anyone has a need, move upon them to come forth, Lord. I thank you for that. For if we believe your word and we stand on your word, Lord, we lay hands on the sick. We cast out devils in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Pastor.